This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here. If you want, you can join us. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Our Discord on-air call-in line chat room is available to you as well, where you can get on the air through that over at discord.lrn.fm. If you're looking to get into the Discord, you should probably download their app and then just go in your web browser to discord.lrn.fm once you create your username in the app. And that'll get you there. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So there's a couple stories that we teased over the last few nights we never got to. And, you know, they're pretty interesting. One of them is Femin is now active in the United States. Now, longtime listeners of the show will remember the name Femin. It's probably...
Isn't it pronounced Femin?
Maybe Femin. I don't know. I've never heard them pronounce it, so...
Interesting.
All I've ever done is read stories about it. I've never actually heard it pronounced.
Usually, if we do even see a video story, it's overdubbed with English.
It's spelled F-E-M-E-N, so right. Sort of like feminist. I'm thinking it would be Femin.
Well, that would be with an I, though, if it was feminist.
Yeah, but the...
I mean, I know another word that ends in E... M-E-N, and it's just...
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It just rhymes like that. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
And it certainly would be appropriate when it comes to Bill Cosby and his trial, or inappropriate.
It's a different kind of pudding.
However you want to look at it here. He is facing a retrial, by the way. I had not known that. I had not been following the Bill Cosby case closely, but we knew that he was at one point facing trial. Now he's going on a retrial. They did have apparently a hung jury the first time out, and so they're trying him again. And we'll get into a little bit more about that. But in this case, Femin is back. And in this case, it's only in the form of one woman, so it's not exactly the the monstrous large number of protests that we've seen out in Eastern European or European nations that longtime listeners of the show will remember. We covered these ladies, usually in Russia, who would take off their tops and they would have whatever protester kind of sayings written on their chests.
He's good.
Yeah. Written on their chest. Well, no, they were anti Putin or whatever.
Yeah, but they were in Russia, so that would be probably what the men would be saying.
The men would certainly
running around with their tops off.
The one time that one of them tried to run up on Putin and do something or other, he gave her the double thumbs up for being
right.
Did he really?
He did not seem to care at all.
Wow, I don't remember hearing a story about that one.
I'm gonna have to look it up, but yeah,
I saw the video. I saw the video of it. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
They have done all kinds of. Protests.
Putin appears to be delighted at the notion that women would run up to him shirtless, regardless of what is written on their bare chests.
If only he would tell that to his cops, who do not appear so delighted when they happen, and they use a fair amount of force in order to stop these women from engaging in these protests, which is, pretty much a guarantee. Whenever some woman takes her top off in, the form of a protest, it almost always sets off some sort of cop reaction and some level of violent oppression of those women taking their tops off. And that's what happened in this case, where Bill Cosby was, according to the Daily Mail in the UK, accosted by a topless woman while arriving in court on Monday morning. The woman, who has been identified now as Nicole Rochelle of Little Neck, New Jersey, jumped over a barricade and ran at the disgraced actor while he was making his way from his car into the courthouse. Rochelle, who's 38, appeared on The Cosby Show as a child. So you've got a former Cosby Show actress. She was like four or something like that. She was very, very young, I guess, when she was on the show. But she's the one who targeted him. And she was in four episodes of the popular sitcom as Danielle, a friend of Rudy Huxtable. Maybe she was older than four. She was young, though. Pulliam had been by Cosby's side for the first day of his trial since the last time he appeared in court, but it was not present for the opening statements of the retrial on Monday. Rochelle had the words "Women's Lives Matter" written across her body and was quickly stopped by sheriff's deputies who put her in handcuffs and took her into custody. And they swarm her as she takes her shirt off, grabbing at her. And she does her best to get away from what appears to be a very large, hulking police officer as he throws her into a bush, the large bush near the courthouse, and then fishes her out of that bush. She, according to the story, and they have lots of pictures, of course, as the Daily Mail tends to do, and the woman also had the words "Cosby rapist" and "semen" written on her body, as well as the names of a number of Cosby's alleged victims. Cosby could be seen laughing as the woman ran out in his path. He walked into court with his spokesperson, Andrew Wyatt, who was also by his side during last year's trial. Wyatt could be seen reprimanding one of the sheriff's deputies after the woman made her way over a partition. In that same image, she's seen pinned down on the ground while Cosby walks by unfazed at the commotion. So Cosby is switching things up for this trial while the disgraced actor, or with his, the disgraced actor, assembling a new defense team of seven attorneys, four of whom are women. Two of those women, Becky James and Kathleen Bliss, were added to the team as soon as pretrial motions and meetings began last year. All the other two were very late additions. And then they go on to talk a little bit more about Cosby being accused by five women of rape. They could be testifying, those women could be testifying at the trial in addition to the plaintiff, Andrea Constand. Cosby has pleaded not guilty to the charges that he drugged and molested Ms. Constand at his suburban Philadelphia home in 2004. Now, you know, with the Cosby case, there's you know, the big question of, you know, can you really prosecute somebody a decade plus after the fact for something like this that ultimately you'd think it comes down to a he said, she said. I don't know what kind of evidence that they, you know, are putting forth at this particular trial, but whatever it was, they didn't convict him the first time around.
Well, money's pretty powerful in these situations, and it's civil also, right?
No, I don't think so.
It's criminal? Okay, criminal.
I believe these are criminal charges.
Yeah, criminal means that it has to, you have to be, you know, it can't be one person that's like, well, I'm not sure, you know. There's one person with a reasonable doubt that's going to throw a criminal case into a tailspin. So, I don't know. There's certainly a lot of momentum behind trying to get Bill Cosby sunk at this point. I would say the biggest mistake here made at this point was that Bill did not divorce his wife and leave her everything before the first criminal trial, frankly. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he can just live at her house at her behest, and she can handle the disposition of the will and that sort of thing. You know, say whatever you want about O.J. Simpson, he kept a hold of his money.
Did he? I thought he sold off a bunch of his stuff because he owed a bunch of money and he had to, like, sell his prized possessions.
He didn't have a job. He didn't have any work coming in at that point. But, yeah, he bought a house in Florida, and then every penny you put in the house is yours in Florida because it's a homestead, and then basically filed bankruptcy and got the rulings gotten rid of.
So there's a brand-new attorney heading up the Cosby team who replaces the previous attorney who stepped down after the first trial ended in a hung jury and was declared as a mistrial, a ruling that most legal experts agreed was the best possible outcome for Cosby in that case. Let's see here. Bliss is a former federal prosecutor who served in Nevada. This is one of the – I'm not sure who Bliss is – in Nevada over two decades, while James is a partner at the L.A.-based – well, who cares – who they are. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, is our number. And so it's just interesting that you actually have topless protester in the U.S. I just find these cases noteworthy because, well, first of all, you don't see it very often around here. And it was interesting when they happened in Russia as well. And, of course, the reaction of the police is pretty much identical, where, you know, oh my God, there's a topless woman, we have to do something about this. Now, I guess you could argue that she might have tried to attack Cosby, she was running, she jumped over a barricade, so I suppose you could make the argument that she was in some sort of an unauthorized area, but I don't know how they would have handled it if she had just stripped down and became topless outside of the barrier. I suspect they would have come after her then.
It's going to draw attention.
As well.
It's cold, too. You don't want to do it. I mean, Philly's can't
Philly.
Be much warmer than New Hampshire. Right about now.
It'll be a little bit warmer, but yeah, it'll be cold.
Not much warmer.
But, you know, kudos to people who are willing to actually put themselves on the line for what they believe in, even if, you know, I don't necessarily agree with whatever the message is. And I don't have an opinion on whether or not Cosby did these things. I have no idea. If he did, I think that's terrible. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, the Department of Homeland Security to begin monitoring media. We'll tell you about it.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Skype username, lrn.fm. We've also got Discord. You can join the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm, or just chat with the other Discorders there who are in our chat room right now. Dean Johnson and Mark in the studio here tonight. We've also want to make sure you know about $6shirts.com. They are a liberty-friendly T-shirt company. They're, I believe that the founder is a fan of Free Talk Live.
He's a listener, yeah.
He's a listener. And so you can go to $6shirts.com. That's the number, $6shirts.com. They've got a tremendous selection of witty and clever T-shirts. Some pop culture, like music or movies related. There's sports related. There's video game related. There's all kinds of things that you can get there. You're almost guaranteed to find something that you really like over at $6shirts.com. And they do take Bitcoin, and you can save 10% off their already shockingly low prices by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at $6shirts. That's the number, $6shirts.com. As we continue here, the lady in question that we've been talking about did not have her shirt on. She stripped down topless and jumped over a barricade at the Cosby trial, the retrial for Bill Cosby that happened or that began, I guess it was yesterday. She was subsequently arrested. Not sure what she's being charged with, but I'm going to guess resisting arrest is going to be in there. I mean, I saw the video and she was not going easily into the arms of the police, and then whatever other, you know, charge they have for topless women in the city of Philadelphia, because unfortunately in the United States we do still have a situation in many places where it is illegal to be a topless female. It was actually maybe a couple months ago that the topless situation here in New Hampshire, the, as they call it, the Free the Nipple protesters, were in Supreme Court here in New Hampshire. And I did record video of that hearing. It's over, I believe, on the Free Keen YouTube channel. So this is a fight that is being fought in a lot of different places for the right, what I think should be the right for women to be as topless as men are able to be. Now, that's not what this woman was necessarily, you know, doing with her protest, but it's inevitably one of the things that can and probably should be discussed around this. You know, had she not jumped over a barricade, if she had just simply gone topless in order to gain attention for herself, because that certainly is what's going to happen. You know, go topless, people are going to pay attention to you, and then she could get her message out that way and hopefully not be arrested, but I don't know what the Philadelphia rules are on that sort of thing. Some cities are more okay with it than others. And then you've got the also the issue of the Cosby trial, where multiple women are scheduled to take the stand. They actually go through the list of the allegations that these women have made against Cosby. Prosecutors had been hoping to have 13 different women testify alongside the plaintiff, Ms. Constand. Maybe it is civil, Mark. Because, again, they keep naming this, yeah, plaintiff. It must be civil, right? Constand. Because he's probably outside of a statute of limitations for whatever charges would be involved here. Cosby has been accused, he's, by the way, 80 years old, of drugging and raping over 40 women. Jury selection began yesterday and was expecting, of course, to be followed by opening statements. The trial is expected to take longer than the first, and that one took over 2 weeks. The defense had initially attempted to argue that the start of the case should be pushed back because of the addition of those five witnesses earlier this month. And so I don't know what else, you know, is going on with that case. If you want to comment on it, you're certainly welcome to do so. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But for those who are unfamiliar, the accusations generally surround Cosby using some form of, you know, pill that knocks a girl out and then forcing himself upon them. And, you know, reading through the allegations here from some of the women that are expected to, yeah, to testify. If it's true, it's pretty horrible, you know, what this guy did, allegedly. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't know how you can prove that. But is it proof to just have a bunch of people gang up?
It also doesn't seem rational at all, like that this is something, you know, I'm sure somebody with the money like Bill Cosby had women throwing themselves at him.
Well, you would think, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's as easy. Okay, look, I don't know that it's as easy as just women throwing themselves at you. I don't know what happened in these individual circumstances, but you know, every person, every male who, you can't have all the women you want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at some point or another, if you feel like you've got all kinds of power in the situation, some people employ it. I don't know that Bill Cosby did. I'm not here to, you know, convict him or not. But I'll bet that even if women did throw themselves at Bill, what's his wife's name? Can you remember?
No, I can't.
I can't remember his wife's name.
Ms. Cosby.
Yeah, Ms. Cosby. Likely if part of the offer was leave Ms. Cosby and come and your children and come with me, he just turned him down because, you know, although he wants the sex, he doesn't want the consequences of it.
Well, and, you know, you look at the Harvey Weinstein case, yeah, where it was pretty clear from at least the allegations in that case, and again, who knows what the truth was, but that in that case, this guy was, he seemed a little desperate. I mean, he seemed to kind of be coming at women in a way that sort of reeked of desperation for a man who was ultimately a very, very powerful movie producer and who likely probably did have some women throw themselves at him. But, you know, as Mark pointed out, maybe not all of them threw themselves at him. And he felt like he had to employ other methods in order to get them to perform acts upon him.
Yep. I mean, or not. Or just lay there while he performed acts on them.
So one of the accusations here, just to get, a flavor for what some of these accusations are, one Chilan Lasha said in a 2014 press conference that Cosby attacked her when she was 17 in 1986 when she was an aspiring model. She said her stepmother had sent pictures of her to Cosby, and he had called her at home in Vegas, inviting her to the Hilton in Las Vegas, where he happened to be performing, and she had a job. She then went up to Elvis Presley's suite to meet him. After telling him she had a cold, he gave her a blue pill, which he said was an antihistamine, with a double shot of amaretto. She said, quote, he was rubbing my neck and saying that he might have to have someone come in and give me stress therapy. She claimed he told her to change into a Hilton bathrobe and wet her hair to see the modeling scout. Someone did briefly come up to the room, pertaining to be from the Ford modeling agency, telling her she needed to lose 10 pounds and taking some pictures. Then, Chilan said, Cosby walked her to the bedroom and gave her another shot of amaretto, which he claimed would help her cold. I laid down, she said. He laid down next to me on the bed and began pinching my left nipple and humping my leg while he was grunting. She says, I could not open my eyes. I couldn't move or say anything. I felt something warm on my legs. Then I blacked out. She said further, 13 to 16 hours later, I woke up by hearing Mr. Cosby clapping his hands and saying, Daddy says wake up. He gave me $1,500. He said the money was to buy something nice for me and my grandmother, and he also invited me to go to the Temptations show with my grandmother. My grandmother went, but I didn't go because I was too sick. Then he invited us to his show, and my grandmother really wanted to go. I didn't, but I went with her and heckled him. As a result, I was fired from my job. So that's her story.
Yeah. That's her story. And I don't even know as far as this stuff goes. I mean, everybody deserves a fair trial, but best I can tell, rich people get a heck of a lot fairer trial than folks that aren't.
He's got seven attorneys.
Yeah, I mean,
taking this case.
I don't know. You know, it's gonna be one hell of a time trying to figure all this stuff out. And I don't know.
Now, does a civil case jury have to be unanimous? I guess it does.
No,
right? Because it doesn't.
No,
because they said it was a hung jury last time.
Oh, huh, that's interesting.
So, toll-free number here tonight, if you want to shine any light on this whatsoever, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the Department of Homeland Security to monitor media. Some scary story, scary story about the government or some kind of a crackdown on freedom of speech on the Internet. Another one. We'll come up to that, too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You want the toll-free number here is 855-450 free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian
and Johnson
and Mark.
You can of course bring up anything you want. We've been talking about the Bill Cosby case and the topless protester outside, completely arrested and roughed up by the police in Philadelphia as Cosby is, preparing for yet another trial. They're retrying him in what, Mark, you say is a civil case, and sounds like a civil case, there's multiple accusers. The main lady is, saying Bill Cosby sexually assaulted her, and the others are also saying the same thing. I just don't know how somebody can be convicted based on the say-so of another person. I'm not saying that I don't think he did it. I don't know what happened in that case, but it would disturb me if it turned out that he didn't do those things and these women were just, making up stories about this in order to make an old guy look bad and possibly walk away with a cash payment. So I'm a bit cynical about that. if you've been following the case closer and you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to do so. 855-450-FREE like freedom. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. I don't think there's really that much else to say. Because like I said, I have not been following the day-to-day. I don't know. It just started this week, and I'm probably not going to follow the day-to-day.
It just caught your attention because there was a topless woman in the news.
Right, yeah. Otherwise, I never would have known what was going on with Bill Cosby.
Well, you should enter any circumstance cynical.
Yeah.
But you're not on the jury, so it doesn't really matter. Your cynicism doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the only people who should walk in with, you know, a doubt, and it's not a reasonable doubt when it comes to a civil jury. It's you know, whatever the reason, whatever it is, it's you know, they have to, one side has to prove its case essentially.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you listen, you see who proves their case, and you make your award based on that.
What is the preponderance of the evidence?
Yeah, that's what it
is. Civil?
Preponderance of the evidence, you're right.
Okay. In other news, TechDirt.com reporting on, I guess this is your story, Johnson, broadband industry aiming to use Facebook fracas. I guess the Facebook boss man was at D.C. today testifying about something?
That's right, yeah. He was testifying over this whole Cambridge Analytica data breach.
What has happened there? Because I honestly don't know anything about it.
Essentially, Facebook was providing them with access to certain information, and
so what is this,
I guess
a marketer?
They gave them an
Okay.
And they kind of gave them an inch, and they took a mile. Essentially, is what happened.
That sounds about right. But that, you know, that I've heard other people come in and basically say, well, yeah, but it's not like they're working, you know, working over a magic cauldron here or anything. They're just targeting advertising. So,
all right,
you know,
yeah. But it's political advertising, so everyone's losing their minds because
right.
Russia!
Right. That's what.
That's why he's in Washington, D.C. talking to politicians?
Yeah.
I see.
And remember, Google went through this in like 2014 or something, too. People believe that somehow they've got some algorithm that, you know, is tantamount to mind control.
Yeah, in your Facebook world.
Right? So,
well, I mean, mind control, no, but we do know that companies like Facebook and these video games that sometimes you play, I think, Mark, on the phones with the, what is it, the in-app payments, I guess they call
yeah.
them, where they use certain psychological techniques to get you hooked. And these are very well-studied techniques to take advantage of sort of human tendencies to do certain things when prompted. And, you know, without getting into further detail, there's been a lot of talk about that. And Facebook utilizes those psychological hooks as well.
Yeah, those psychological hooks are marketing techniques that have been used and refined over the course of hundreds of years.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not saying it should be illegal. I'm just saying they do use those techniques
Ladies
to keep you hooked.
Ladies and gentlemen, the people out there that make money doing things in the world want to make more money off of you doing those things some more.
For
I mean,
sure.
You know, the other thing here is are there, like, rules saying that other websites can't use these same techniques? Because why is Facebook special?
Well, we don't want them, you know, to make any rules like that.
Right.
And that could be one of the, I guess, disturbing results of this investigation by the government.
For sure.
That's exactly
Internet's about to get a whole lot more boring.
That's what the sort of the Ted Cruz line of questioning was against Zuckerberg today, was are you a public forum or are you an organization using its First Amendment free speech rights?
What was his answer?
Pick one. Well, he wouldn't answer. He's not stupid, Ian.
Oh, I mean, is the Internet going to become like broadcast television and the dark web is going to become like cable TV? You know, is that what's going to happen? You know, you're going to get your HBO on the dark web now?
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
is that what's going to happen? Is that how it's going to go, like it did before with, you know, every other broadcast media?
Well, we know personal ads are going to go underground because we talked about earlier this week or over the weekend how this new SESTA-FOSTA Act has already, even though it hasn't been signed by Trump, has already resulted in Craigslist completely closing down the personal section of their website. So
Right. We're
already seeing a very chilling effect on freedom of speech. You've got
and then also the backpage.net or whatever.
They got raided.
They got raided. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they had shut down as well. Or something.
And shut down.
Yeah.
Raided and shut down.
Yeah.
And charged with multiple counts of money laundering.
And apparently, I guess the feds couldn't keep up the takedown notice page because it was too much traffic.
Yeah, at one point.
Something like that.
they got it back up since then. But so tell us more about this story, Johnson. What's going on?
Sure. So I guess the broadband industry, I mean, we're talking about them taking advantage of these laws. And, I mean, here's the idea that they're going to take advantage of this situation to get some laws in the
books. The Facebook situation.
Yeah. So since for years now, the nation's broadband industry has clung to one consistent message. Anti-competitive giants like Comcast are innocent, ultra-innovative daisies, and Silicon Valley companies are a terrible, terrible menace. From Ajit Pai's bizarre attacks on Netflix.
That's the head of the FCC, Ajit
right.
Pai.
Yeah. To an endless wave of ISP payroll consultants falsely accusing Google of stealing bandwidth. Major ISPs have long helped made it clear that they see Silicon Valley not as a collaborator, but as a mortal enemy. Given ISPs routinely try to use their last-mile monopolies to harm disruptive new services with arbitrary barriers and higher extortion-esque costs, the feeling is generally mutual.
All right, so I'm going to just stop there for a moment here. Okay, so this person obviously has a bias,
yeah.
The person who's writing this article. I'm not saying they're wrong about everything. I don't know. I've not been following the ISP versus Silicon Valley
sure.
fight. I didn't know that there was one. There may not be one.
No, there is one. There is definitely one.
But yeah, I'm sorry. When the Time Warner Cable got gobbled up by a major, you know, competitor called Spectrum, which is also known as Charter, depending on where you are. They've got different brands.
Mm-hmm.
But another major company swallowed up Time Warner Cable. They came in here and lowered prices. So I don't know what the problem is there. Is there a problem with that? Is that also anti-competitive to come in and lower your prices to the
you
point where...
You don't even know that you're a slave of the corporate tool. I mean, what is wrong with you, you fool? You're being manipulated, and you all this for a few pennies? For a few pennies?
No, it was actually like a lot of pennies. We're talking about $70 got knocked off my internet bill here at the LRN
yeah.
studio. We had a commercial account, business account.
I'm not going to disagree. Agree with you that Spectrum is a much better company than Time Warner Cable was, and I don't know what the reasoning is for why Spectrum is acting in a way that's competitive, whereas Time Warner Cable
didn't,
and Time Warner Cable was also one of these companies that was in that war, not only with the Silicon Valley companies, right, you know, that use that bandwidth, but also in wars with various cable networks, or like various television networks.
Mm-hmm.
So you would constantly see things like, you know, and this happens with Comcast and Cablevision and whatnot, too. Like, you'll see messages like, Scripps may not be on the, you know, this network for very much longer. So you might lose your favorite channels like HG and Food Network and blah,
right,
blah, blah,
because,
or Science Channel or Sci-Fi or like, you know, all these different channels sometimes are threatened that they're going to go off the air because
right.
they can't reach an agreement
they
with these
right.
monopoly cable companies.
Well, they're kind of monopolies, but not really, right? I mean, if there's a competitor
yeah.
in town, like here there's...
If there's a competitor in town, in yeah. lots of cases there isn't, and that's the problem.
Depending on the government in that
right.
area,
local
that much is true.
Government.
Let's continue, though. There's more. We'll talk about how this article believes that the ISPs are going to argue for new laws to be passed to try to control Silicon Valley. And, of course, the more laws there are on the Internet, the worse off we're all going to be. And it's a shame that that's what they want, but they don't realize that because they're going to end up paying the price eventually, too, if you make the government bigger. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Darryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply, in-store only, and 6/23/18.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. You're looking at cryptocurrencies, you're getting excited about the alternatives to Bitcoin, and you want to know what other things you should look at before you jump in and make a decision, pull the trigger, and buy some stuff, buy some competitors to Bitcoin. Zencash is one of them we think you should take a look at. It was actually made by voluntarists, people that understand the ideas of liberty and are putting their money where their mouths are, so to speak, by creating one of the private currencies out there. It has some of the best technology, including zero-knowledge anonymity. They're working on decentralized autonomous organizations for the governance of Zencash. They've got more than 8,000 secure nodes, meaning it's one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency. And they wrote voluntarism right into the white paper. So see it for yourself over at Zencash.com. Once again, that's Zencash.com. They got the great tech and the philosophy to match. That's Zencash.com as we continue here. Just a quick insert, and we'll get right back into this internet service provider thing. One of our chatters, Mortified Penguin, says he's certain that the Bill Cosby case is a criminal case.
Okay.
And according to the New York Times, it seems as though it is a criminal case.
All right.
There was a civil case against Bill Cosby by the same accuser, Andrea Constand, back in 2005. And it has now been revealed that they had what was at the time a confidential settlement between Mr. Cosby and Ms. Constand to the tune of over $3.3 million.
I kind of feel like she shouldn't be able to bring any charges if her civil case resulted in a settlement.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know what happened, but if she got $3.3 million, $3.3 million, and compared to what she said happened to her,
mm-hmm.
right? It sounds like $3.3 million.
Drugging and molesting is what allegedly happened
right,
to her.
Supposedly, like, she's not even alleging rape. You know, she's just, not to say that, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say rape's worse than whatever the heck she's talking about.
Okay.
Falling asleep in a bathrobe. Maybe she was drugged. We don't really know what happened.
Nope.
She claims to have drank two amarettos and taken a some kind of antihistamine or something given to her by Cosby.
I think it was a different woman, but okay.
Okay.
Something happened to her that was probably similar to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, the woman...
I read you one of the accusers.
All right.
I did not read you Constance.
All right. Sorry. Then the accuser claimed that, you know, that they had taken it willingly. And, you know, you shouldn't mix alcohol and antihistamines.
And pills. Yeah.
And if, you know, it's not a good idea to fall asleep, that doesn't mean somebody should be able to hump on your leg or
nope.
anything like that either. But just saying, $3.3 million ought to cover whatever the...
should have been done, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
And it was a confidential... settlement, but it's now no longer confidential because Cosby agreed to reveal the amount during pretrial discussions. So both sides thought it would be beneficial to them to reveal this information.
Right. Well, 3.3 sounds guilty, and 3.3 sounds done to me.
Mm-hmm.
What it sounds like to me. $3.3 million sounds guilty and done.
So anyway, I wanted to just share that extra information since we didn't have it in our discussion earlier. Now, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts, and then coming up more on this story, Johnson, about the war happening. Civil war? I don't know what you want to call it. Geek war between the internet service providers and some of the Silicon Valley businesses out there. We'll get to that. Ralph is calling us from Old Town, Maine. He's on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, Ralph. Ralph in Maine.
Well, it's pretty hot over in the Middle East, isn't it?
I imagine it's usually pretty hot over there, except at night.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as our involvement and...
well, I'm not involved.
It's fallen for another false flag chemical attack that he's saying that the government did when all the evidence points the other way, just like all the other times.
Is this the Syrian attack that you're referring to?
What?
Is this the Syrian attack that you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay.
But right now, Trump is ready to attack Syria at any moment, right? Isn't that what's going
on? Is he? I don't know.
Well, they're sort of talking like it.
Okay.
Yeah, they got all the ships there, and American generals are saying that the direct quote is that our soldiers are ready to die for Israel. Yeah. And,
yeah. Yuck.
Well, anyway,
what?
You know, it's all about the oil, and you know about the pipelines going through and all that, and Assad didn't want to go along with their plan. So, but, you know, there's a big oil find and natural gas find right off the coast of Israel. You know about that?
No. I do not.
News to me.
Between Cyprus and Israel. That's why they're bombing Gaza, because it's off the Gaza Strip, too. So they want them people out of there and take over that oil. Well, these guys have gotten so
crazy. Gaza's a long way from Cyprus. I mean, the main body of Israel is a lot closer to Cyprus than Gaza is.
Well, Gaza is basically the south of Israel, right? So it's like...
Yep.
Cyprus is up north a little bit, but all that area between there, Noble Oil, you can look it up, they've been having a huge gas and oil strikes there. But the big one is not even there, see? The big one is in Syria. They have struck oil. It's such a big, they say it dwarfs what the Saudis have. We all think the Saudis have, like, well, half the oil in the world, right? Well, this is bigger than what the Saudis have. It's in the Golan Heights. And now you have company Genie Oil that Netanyahu, who's could be indicted any moment for corruption, he gave this exclusive contract to Genie Oil. Well, guess who is on the heads the corporation? Dick Cheney,
Rupert
Murdoch, who owns all the Fox News, James Woolsey, the CIA.
The same old names just keep coming up again and again, don't they?
Yes. Now, how can we stop this? Because what they're doing is they're taking our people. See, this means something.
I'd recommend not paying federal taxes. I mean, there's really not much else that you can do besides trying to pull your own support out of this situation.
I mean, we could encourage young people to give them their lives over to them.
You don't care about hundreds of thousands of people being murdered by our troops?
Yeah, of course I care. That's why I don't pay taxes, dude.
That's what else can I do? I try to use cryptocurrency to take the money out of the hands of the state and the banks that are bankrolling, Ralph, that are bankrolling these attacks over there, and try to do everything I can to disconnect myself from it. Because what the hell else can I do?
Right. You asked him what he thought you could do, Ralph, and the answer is he doesn't know, because I don't know, and who knows? I mean, what are you supposed to do about an armed gang of unaccountable killers? I don't know.
Well, first of all, we need to get together on that. We need to be able to get together and go to the military and ask them to arrest all these people.
They're not going to do that. I mean, what are you going to do? Chant outside of a military meeting somewhere?
Every time I've seen somebody in the military... Every time I've seen
change when you chant, that's isn't that what you're talking about?
No, I can't stand chanting. I'm just asking.
Ian, stop.
Nook, and you're chanting. You're doing
okay.
Your own.
I'm against chanting. I'm just asking.
Wait a second. Listen, Ralph.
100,000 people are being murdered in your name.
Ralph, I know. But going to the military and asking them to do something isn't going to do anything either. You might as well chant at them.
Congress.
Congress isn't going to do anything. I've written these. I've spent 10 years doing stuff to try to prevent the very sorts of things you're talking about. And I got to say, I'm a little dejected.
Well, see, I've been in government, so I know that we can do something.
Good.
Okay. Wow. So it sounds like you're delusional.
I'm not trying. Well, that's just me.
Can I give you an example?
Ralph, please. Tell me what happens when you do it. Call back in and give us a report. If you find something that works.
Can I give you an example now?
Please.
Sure. What I did when I was in the government?
Go ahead.
It was in Maine, right next door.
Yeah. Go ahead. We're waiting. Are you going to tell us?
Yeah. Well, it was back in the 90s when they were caught stuffing the ballots. Mm-hmm. You know, when there's a close election, all the ballots are confiscated. State police lock them up down in our capital. And the chief of staff of the Speaker of the House and another Democratic Party official were caught in the room stuffing the ballots. Nobody do anything. See, I was just a freshman elected, and I was elected as a Democrat. And the Speaker of the House had been Speaker for 19 and a half years, John Martin. And I put the order in that removed him from office because nobody...
That's great, Ralph, but here's the thing. You're talking about state government, and you're talking about being a state representative in Maine. That is a completely different story than trying to have an effect on what the federal government does. I thank you for the call, and I appreciate, you know, what you're saying, and I'm glad that you had some effect on the state government, and we've had an effect on the New Hampshire government here. We've had libertarians moving in from around the United States, from around the world, migrating here to New Hampshire. Many of them have gotten elected, and they have done things to stop the government from getting larger here, and they've done things to roll back some government involvement in people's lives. And you can have an effect, especially in a smaller state like New Hampshire, on the state government. You cannot do the same thing in the federal government in Washington, D.C. I wish you could, but I've yet to see any evidence that it's possible. 855-450 Free Like Freedom, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. More on the tech war coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.